The Democratic Party will host its national convention in Milwaukee next June, an event that's expected to cost about $70 million. The effort to raise that money is already underway. Party officials are courting lobbyists and corporate donors, as well as union groups, for contributions. That's a departure for many Democratic presidential candidates who say they're refusing to take corporate money in their campaigns. Maggie Severns is a reporter covering money in politics and the 2020 election for Politico. Maggie, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, these conventions, these party conventions, they are expensive affairs. That part of this is nothing new, right?
Yeah, I mean, they are expensive. This year, the DNC, as well as folks in Milwaukee, are aiming to raise $70 million overall for next summer's convention in Milwaukee. At points, they have been scaled back, so it's not necessarily that expensive, but they're certainly big-ticket events.
And who are DNC leaders reaching out to right now to try to raise that money?
Yeah, so the early outreach, though it isn't really that early, has started and really kicked into high gear in Washington in recent weeks. And folks over at the who are hosting the convention and putting it on have been holding a series of meetings with lobbyists, with corporate clients, asking them to be reaching out to their clients and considering these donations, which can reach up to the hundreds of thousands of dollars to the DNC. And in exchange for those donations, they get packages that give them access to the convention. So hotel rooms, tickets, in some cases VIP tickets, boxes at the convention. So it's a kind of, early corporate sponsorship for the events. Corporations also can sometimes host other, parties and events around the convention. There's also been some outreach to labor unions, which are another, major sponsor. Millions of dollars will also come from labor unions to help do this event. So there's been, some of the really big players are starting to get involved out here in Washington.
And you write that at least it sounds like the goal is to get as much of this money as possible locked down really early. So it's not they're not fundraising in the few months leading up to it. Is that right?
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, planning and organizing and putting on something like this, they've started hiring staff. There's a payroll, there's organizing venues. People are looking at how do we choreograph everything from hotel rooms to moving buses to shuttle people. So you really want to get money in the door early. And there's this kind of extra dynamic going on this cycle where there's a tension between candidates who are not accepting corporate PAC money and the DNC that is raising or seeking to raise millions of dollars, well over $10 million, though the exact figures are not public, from corporations. So there's also this element where the DNC has been telling lobbyists and corporate donors, hey, the money that you give us, we're going to spend it and we're going to spend it early on the convention, regardless of who the nominee is, which is an interesting dynamic because earlier this week, even Bernie Sanders came out with a plan saying that he does not want any corporate sponsors behind the convention. And if he were to emerge as the early, and likely nominee, he wouldn't want the DNC accepting that money later on.
Right. It seems like there's a fear, as you write, among DNC officials that they're doing all this work at fundraising and they might end up with a candidate who says bad things about it or even says, no, send it back.
Yeah. And they're trying to really draw this firm line at this point that says there is no spending it back. That we're spending it now and the money is not going to be returned. I think the big question is going to be, what if we're, 2-3 months from the convention and we have a nominee that says, I'm fine having a smaller convention. I don't need a big corporate, corporate sponsored boxes and huge parties and all the glitz and glamour. I want this money returned, because this could potentially be a clash between the potential nominee and the DNC. On the other hand, we haven't heard from a lot of candidates on their feelings on this issue. Someone like Joe Biden, you don't really know if he is a more moderate candidate, is really going to draw a line in the sand that way.
Talking to Maggie Severns, reporter covering money and politics in the 2020 election for Politico. We're talking about the Democratic National Convention scheduled next year in Milwaukee and the fundraising for that convention. Milwaukee, Maggie, the smallest city the Democrats have had their convention in for a bunch of years. Does that create unique challenges for planning and fundraising for a convention like this?
Yeah, it's the smallest city that Democrats have held in several cycles. And the DNC is working really hard to get some planning done early and choreograph things really carefully. But I think in our reporting, we also heard some concerns from people that it's going to just be really challenging. You know, I think that people in Milwaukee took note several weeks ago when there was an announcement from the DNC that state delegations would be staying as far away as Chicago O'Hare in hotel rooms when they came to Milwaukee. That's, you know, an hour and a half drive without traffic. So I think that's just a reflection of how many people, I think, you know, 70,000 people coming into the city and how few hotel rooms. You know, another concern I think was a lack of union hotels in the area. There are 4 union hotels in Milwaukee. There are, one of them is very small. One of them is not full service. So, you know, people are going to be coming in and going late at night. So that really leaves them with 2 places to put up unions who are huge donors to the convention. So it's just, it's a massive jigsaw puzzle. You know, when you have people staying really far away and tons of buses coming into the convention center, you have to figure out a place for all those buses to go. There are very frequent organizing calls and things that the DNC is trying to do to make sure that everything goes off well when it happens. But I think it's just as a layer or several layers of complexity to be using a small city that doesn't do as many conventions. You know, on the other hand, I think that people are looking to Milwaukee to really make a statement about where Democrats see this election going, about reclaiming Trump territory, and about how they can win in the Midwest.
Right, and that's part of the decision-making process about Milwaukee, right? A state that Democrats narrowly lost in the last presidential election. It sounds like Democrats are willing to accept a smaller size and the challenges that entails to have this as the backdrop for their convention.
Yeah, I mean, at least the people who helped, you know, do the ultimate selection of the convention site did. You know, other choices were Miami and Houston, and they decided that they wanted to go with Milwaukee. And, you know, that really, that both kind of makes a statement about wanting to be in a state that Trump won, but it also, there are some structural and strategic advantages to being there. You know, there's a lot of organizing that goes on around a convention, and Democrats can take that organizing and try and parlay it into a ground game in 2020 to try and take back Wisconsin.
We've got a long way still to go before, well, people even start voting, much less we have the convention. What are you watching for next, Maggie, on this story?
You know, on this story, I think it's going to be interesting to see if the DNC does release any information on how much money it's raising. I think it's going to be interesting to see if other candidates come out and say, you know, I don't want corporate money at my convention either. So, you know, we're both kind of looking to see how is this convention coming together and looking to see how are the politics evolving around this convention? You know, is there further tension around this issue of corporate money? Because it's something that Democrats see as really, it's not just about kind of corporations. It's about Democrats really wanting to run on a strong anti-corruption, you know, I'm going to clean up Washington message. And that's something that they really see as, you know, really the heart of their message against Trump. And never has that been more important than with impeachment now going on in Washington.
Maggie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Maggie Severins is a reporter covering money in politics and the 2020 election for Politico. She joined us to talk about how the Democratic Party is working to fund their national convention in Milwaukee next June.